The time is 8 o'clock. Good morning, Lalawet, and welcome to another day of live broadcasting here on CHLS 100.5 FM. My name is Jeff O'Kelly. This program is Snooze Button. I'll be with you until 9 o'clock. We started out with music by the Spanish composer Vicente Asensio, born in 1908, died in 1979. And that was a piece called La Serenor, which I believe means serenity. That was a recording with Canadian guitarist Jeffrey McFadden, and we've got one more piece of Asensio coming up in a few minutes. Right now, though, it is, as always, time for weather and road information. Yesterday's low was 3.8 degrees. The high made it all the way up to 18.6. That was wonderful yesterday. Throw the doors and the windows wide open and enjoy the fresh air. Currently, the temperature is about 8 degrees. Environment Canada tells us today we'll have periods of rain ending early this afternoon, then cloudy with a 40% chance of showers. Snow level at 1,200 meters, rising to 1,800 meters this afternoon. Wind from the south at 30 kilometers per hour to gusting to 50 late this morning. A high today of 13 degrees. Only 13 degrees. Tonight, cloudy with a 30% chance of showers this evening, then cloudy periods. Wind from the south at 30 kilometers per hour, gusting to 50, then becoming light after midnight. And a low tonight of plus 4. Back to warmer temperatures on Wednesday, a mixture of sun and cloud, becoming a few clouds late in the day, and a high again of 18. Thursday, sunny, a low of 6, a high, are you ready for it? A high of 20. Friday, sunny with a low of 7, a high of 19. Saturday, sunny with a low of plus 3 and a high of 21. So some very nice weather ahead. I think yesterday's 18.6, by the way, was probably our highest temperature so far this year. Right now in Clinton, the temperature is plus 1 with light snow. In Hope, it's 8 degrees with light rain. Kamloops is 9 and has that mysterious term, distant precipitation. I guess I should look that up on the internet, see if I can find out what that really means when a meteorological organization puts out that term. Pemberton is 6 degrees and in Vancouver 8 degrees with a light rain shower. And once again on the highways, the only notes I have are for Highway 1. Affecting eastbound traffic only, there's construction 18 kilometers east of Spence's Bridge, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily through April the 16th. Single lane alternating traffic there. And paving 25 kilometers east of Spence's Bridge, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. That will continue through April the 24th. Single lane alternating traffic there as well, with the possibility of 20 minutes delay. And that is it for the weather and roads. Okay, we go back to Vicente Asensio, and this piece that we just heard, Serenity, is from a collection of pieces, and I'm generally fairly good with Spanish. This one's a little bit confusing, but I'm going to give it a try to pronounce it. I believe it's Colectici Intim, which I think would mean intimate or possibly even secret collection. The group of pieces has 5 movements, and each of them represents some kind of emotional state. This is inspired by music theorists in the High Baroque who codified the compositional processes and tried to assign musical gestures and devices to very specific emotions, something that was called the doctrine of affections. So along came Vicente Asensio in the 20th century and wrote this set of 5 pieces. The first one is Serenity. We're going to hear Joy next, and the remaining ones are Calm, Delight, and Haste. So now we'll listen to La Jolla, not the city in California. Nope. La Jolla, the joy, or joy. And this is once again Jeffrey McFadden on the guitar. Thank you. That was music by the Spanish composer Vicente Asensio, and we heard La Joya, Joy, from a set of pieces. And after consulting with my Spanish Yoda, we're still not 100% certain about this. It looks like it's sort of a cross between Italian and Spanish. Of course, a lot of relations between those two languages. But pronunciation-wise, we're going with Collectici Intime for now, with the proviso that that may be completely wrong. All right, that was Jeffrey McFadden, great Canadian guitarist from a wonderful disc on the Naxos label of all Spanish and Latino guitar music. Played things from that before, and we'll definitely do so again. All right, let me tell you what's coming up today on Radio Lillooet. Around 9 o'clock, of course, I'll put on Democracy Now. At around 10 o'clock, we'll switch things up to Studio One in Lillooet Secondary School. You can hear the student broadcasters a couple of times during the course of the day. And then later today, 3:30, we will be back down here to the Rec Center. And I believe that Barb Fraser will be in to do a show, her first show. She's going to be playing Latino music, I believe. Later today, 6 until 7 p.m., Electric Groove with Wayne Robinson. 7 until 8 is the Putumayo World Music Hour. This week it is called Voices of Asia. If I have time later, I'll play their little promo spot for that. And 8 until 9 p.m. is News Circus with hosts Robin Poon and Travis Reed. Tomorrow we have a new syndicated show starting at 6 p.m. That'll be on Wednesdays at that time regularly. It's called Skeptically Speaking, and it's a science-oriented show. Not overly technical, more social issues around science. I don't think it's a particularly left-wing show, which some of you will probably be very glad to hear. And I think it's going to be very interesting. So give a listen tomorrow night at 6 p.m. to hear that. Sorry, not at 6 p.m. I misspeak myself. 7 p.m., 7 to 8 p.m., Skeptically Speaking. That'll be right before Global Notes with your host, Roger Barrett. All right, I think that's all the schedule updating I have to do. We're going to turn now to some very lush, rich, romantic music. I should mention, by the way, all music from the 20th century on today's show. That was something that, one of those themes that emerged as I was putting together this show. And I never really pushed it along and tried to force it to be an all 20th century music show, but it just kind of turned out that way. But I think all fairly listener-friendly kind of music. We're going to listen to the second movement of the Sonata for Violin and Piano by Korngold. This movement marked Adagio mit tiefer Empfindung, with the deepest feeling. And Korngold, I played his music many times before, born in 1897, died in 1957. Perhaps best known to most people for his film music. Wrote a lot of film scores between the 30s and the 50s in Hollywood, although he was born in Vienna. But he also wrote a fair amount of I guess we have to use the term concert music. The remarkable thing about Korngold is that his musical language emerged at a very young age. His mature musical language did. Basically, by the time he was about 13, he was writing in most respects in the same style that he would be writing at 30 or at 50 or so on. That really makes him one of the most remarkable child prodigies of all time, as it was quite a sophisticated language that he was using. If we try to compare him, say, to Mozart or Mendelssohn, they were pretty accomplished at young ages, but their music at those ages did not match anything like the sophistication of Korngold's. Not trying to put down Mozart or Mendelssohn. Partly has to do with a different, totally different harmonic language being in use by the time that Korngold was writing. But really, his accomplishments at that age are quite remarkable, and a lot of his best works come from about the ages between 13 and 25 or so. This Sonata for Violin and Piano is his Opus 6. I don't have a date showing on it here, but I'm guessing it was written probably when he was between about 20 and 25. Anyway, it is rich, it is lush, it has gorgeous harmonies and beautiful melodies. So let's just go ahead and listen to it. The violinist here is Joseph Lynn, and we hear Benjamin Loeb on the piano.
Thank you.
After music that beautiful, I don't really even want to talk, and you probably don't want me to either, but we have to. There's more of the show to come. That was the third movement, the Adagio from the Sonata for Violin and Piano by Erich Wolfgang Korngold, Joseph Lynn on the violin, and Benjamin Loeb on the piano. And just as that was ending, something set off the computer in the other room and caused it to do one of the little chimes that computers do. And the chime was perfectly in tune with the music, I'm happy to say. All right, before we carry on, some public service announcements. We will start, as always, with the pool schedule. Today, the first swim is an everyone welcome swim, 11 until noon. Lane swimming from noon until 1. Everyone welcome again from 3:30 until 5:30. And then Red Cross swim lessons, 5:30 to 7 p.m. Don't forget the early bird lane swims that are on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings, 7 until 8:30. The pool is very quiet at that time. Not a lot of people around, so if you like a nice quiet pool, good time to show up for a swim. Let me look. What else have we got here? Some things coming up that are being put on by the Lillooet Naturalist Society. If you don't know about the nursery, there is a nursery down at the lower spawning channels for, at this point, exclusively propagating native species, indigenous species to this area. And the nursery is open for volunteers every morning over the next 2 weeks. I believe that is this week and next week. If you are interested, drop by. You can have a chance to learn about some native plants. But the whole point of this is to get your hands dirty and get you to provide a little bit of help. So you can also do some potting and helping to get the nursery ready for another season. Drop by anytime from 9 a.m. to noon. And let's see, the next event coming up is the Riverside Picnic and Plant Cuttings. That's this Saturday, April 17th, 10:30 to 12:30 at the BC Hydro Powerhouse Restoration Site, also known as Shi'adlekwa. You can enjoy the early spring by the river and help put some cuttings in the ground and see how last year's plants are growing as well. Trust me, they're growing extremely well. I was down there a couple of weeks ago and it's doing extremely well. Bring a bag of lunch for that event. Got a list of other events running right through the summertime for that the Lillooet Naturalist Society is involved in. Some of the events, there will be more to come, but we're not going to go any farther with that, except for this one. Lillooet's first annual wildflower count. That is on April the 25th, a Sunday, and that event hosted by the Naturalist Society as well. If you're interested in taking part, meet at 10 a.m. in the library parking lot behind the rec center. We'll be going at this for up to about 4 hours. You don't need anything to participate, but we do encourage you to bring the following: a digital camera for helping with species identification, rain jacket and or warm clothes depending on what the weather is for that day, some water of course, a snack or lunch, a local wildflower field guide if you've got one, a GPS for helping to find again the location of difficult or rare species. And participants are asked to carpool to their respective locations. Now, this is open to the general public, but if you're not a member of the Lillooet Naturalist Society, you'll have to either take out a day membership or fill out a waiver or of some sort, that sort of thing, to so that the Naturalist Society is covered for liability issues. But, of course, another easy option would be simply to become a member of the Lillooet Naturalist Society. The rates are $25 a year. That's either for an individual or for his families. I may have that number wrong. It might be 30, but it's not much at any rate, and it's a good deal. A lot of great events that go on. Wayne Robinson, one of the directors of the Naturalist Society, will be coordinating the annual wildflower count. He certainly knows his wildflowers. Some of the rest of us have a lot of studying to do. At any rate, if you'd like to know more about the event, please get in touch with Wayne Robinson, 256-7660. Also, a radio Lillooet broadcaster. Tune in for the Electric Circus on Tuesdays from 6 until 7 to hear Wayne. The Lillooet Camelsfoot TV and Radio Association, which is the governing body of Radio Lillooet, has their annual general meeting coming on Saturday, April the 24th. the day before the wildflower count, and that's 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in room 201 at the rec center here. Everyone is welcome. And I have a whole number of notices here from the rec center about various things. Standard first aid and CPRC course is coming April 17th and 24th. Learn first aid and CPR basics. The course is a prerequisite for the National Lifeguard Service course. And that, the National Lifeguard Service course, comes on May 2, I believe is when it starts, and it runs through June the 6th. I don't think the dates are 100% set for that yet, but if you're interested, you can get in touch with the Rec Center, 256-7527. And spring soccer is coming. Now, do we have... Yes, it's for ages 3 to 16. I assume not all mixed together. This league is provided for local enthusiasts who want to hone their soccer skills. The program will run 7 weeks, starting the week of April the 19th. So that's coming up very soon, next week, and concludes with a wind-up tournament. Again, check with the Rec Center for details about that. And the District of Lillooet is looking for 3 post-secondary students. This is a summer employment opportunity. The work runs from approximately May the 3rd through August the 27th. They're seeking self-motivated post-secondary students to work with the Public Works Department. Duties will involve parks maintenance, risk management in parks, mowing grass, gardening, weeding, beautification of parks, overall health and safety within the municipality, and other duties as assigned. To qualify, you must be attending school next year. The desirable candidates will have their driver's license and be able to work on their own. The wage is $13.36 per hour. Applications will be accepted until the positions are filled. Please direct your application to the District of Lillooet, Post Office Box 610, Lillooet, or you can drop it off at the District Office, 615 Main Street. All right, I think that's enough of the public service announcements. We're going to listen now to music by the Canadian composer Marian Mozetic, not born in Canada. I can't remember either of, possibly Czech background. I'm not 100% certain about that, and I don't want to create a diplomatic incident, so I won't go any farther with that. But he's moved to Canada with his family when he was still a child and has been living and working here ever since. What we're going to hear is a piece called The Passion of Angels. That's the official title of it, but it's a concerto for two harps and orchestra, music that he wrote in 1995. And I guess I can just give you information from the program notes here. This was commissioned by the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, heard of them a time or two, and was premiered by the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra under the baton of Grzegorz Nowak. I'm not very good at the Polish either. Premiered in 1996. Mozetic says it was harpist Nora Bumanis with the Edmonton Symphony and Julia Shaw, former harpist of the Calgary Philharmonic, who specifically asked him to write a piece for them. The Passion of Angels is in one continuous movement that explores 3 related but distinct degrees of passion, longing, desire, and ecstasy. The opening horn solo with accompanying harps announces the essential thematic material on which the entire piece is based. And throughout the work, the harps act as a catalyst for the orchestra to embark on a voyage of feeling. Mozetic is frequently compared to a group of composers based primarily in the U.S. known as minimalists. Philip Glass and Steve Reich, probably the two best known examples of that group. The sort of standard technique of the minimalists is to set up a repetitive rhythmic pattern and to keep that pattern essentially unchanged in terms of the rhythm, but to change the notes within the pattern and only change them one or two at a time. So they're very gradual changes. So where you end up is quite different in some respects from where you began. Within the stricter confines of the minimalist school, there isn't a lot of melody to be heard in pieces. If you listen to much of the music of Philip Glass, you will have heard that to be the case. Which is not to say it doesn't make it bad music, but it is maybe a little less approachable for some listeners. Mozetich, on the other hand, and he himself has said this about minimalism, I never went totally minimal. Mozetich insists, I never set the material and then set it in motion and let it spin itself out. I had to put my 2 cents worth in. anyway, I think that's a really good way of expressing it. So we'll listen to this concerto for two harps and orchestra, and this is with Nora Bumanis and Julia Shaw, the harpists I mentioned earlier, the CBC Vancouver Orchestra, the late lamented CBC Vancouver Orchestra, and conductor Mario Bernardi.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Just a few seconds of sound from the Eagle Cam in Sydney, British Columbia there. Oh, sorry, the CD player was going around again. I thought I heard a car alarm, but it was the CD. We just heard a recording of The Passion of Angels, music by Canadian composer Marian Mozetic, and that was his concerto for two harps and orchestra. A recording with Nora Bumanis and Julia Shaw on harps, and the CBC Vancouver Orchestra under the direction of Mario Bernardi. I had more music for you, but ran out of time. So, Democracy Now! Coming up very shortly. First, let me tell you what's going on with the Eagle Cam. Fairly quiet, calm morning in Sydney, which is why I can turn the volume up a little bit, let you hear the birds down there. The remaining eagle egg did hatch, the one egg that they had. They lost one to a raven, but it hatched on the weekend. And I saw the chick several times yesterday. Haven't seen it yet today. There's been a parent firmly sitting on top of it to keep it warm. But if you check in, you can see the chick has been nicknamed Little Bobblehead. And if you check in on the Eagle Cam, you'll see why. If you want to check out the Eagle Cam, go to cbc.ca/bc. Scroll down near the bottom of the page and you'll see a picture of the eagle's nest. And that's the place to go. All right, as I mentioned, Democracy Now! Coming up next. Therefore, I remind you, as always, that the views presented on the following program do not represent those of Radio Lillooet or of the Lillooet Camel's Foot TV and Radio Association. That's it for me. I'll be back tomorrow morning with another edition of Snooze Button. Tomorrow is Keyboard Wednesday here on Snooze Button. In the meantime, though, I'll say thank you very much for listening, and have yourselves a wonderful day.